Hello, I'm Sky Pike. Welcome back to the Christian Leaders Institute. The class is Reading and Writing for College Students. We are starting the next section of the class on writing, Unit 7 through 12. And in Unit 7, we're going to concentrate on the process of writing. Specifically, we're going to look at the reasons for writing. The writing is a process, and the exercise of writing, or how to do it. So for this particular section, we're going to look at the reasons for writing. As we know as Christians, God created the world by the word. Now, this word was what he spoke at the beginning, let there be light. Let there be the waters be separated from the waters. Let there be dry land. Let there be plants. Let the sun and moon and stars appear. Let the animals, and then finally humans come. From the New Testament, we understand that this word is Jesus Christ himself. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Excuse me. In a unique way, we, in writing, can mimic what God did in the creation of the world. Writing, God made the world de novo. He made it from nothing. The writing that we do, many times, it is from nothing. Especially if it's a work of fiction, it can be a complete made-up story based on the words that we bring, the words that we put in order, and the words that we string together to make a story. The same thing is true if we're writing a book on a topic, or if we're writing a sermon, if we're writing a college paper, if we're writing a newspaper article, all these things, in a sense, are not doing exactly what God did, but they are a type of what God did in the way that we act in a way similar to what he did when he made the world. So writing is a very unique skill that is a creative skill and is something that we do that in many ways makes us in the image of our Creator. So what have we created without words? Well, words are just simply thoughts, symbolic expressions of a thought. If I say book in English, you immediately think of a book. If I would say libro, a libro, you may not put the meaning of book with that, but in Spanish, that would be the meaning of the book, of book. So we, even if we don't have a word for a thought or an idea or an object, we will make a word. The words that we make are symbolic representations of a real world object or idea. So we really create nothing without words. It's very interesting that if you put, there were two children, they were twins that were abused and were basically shackled in a room all their lives without any very, very minimal contact with outside world, with adults, with other children. And when the authorities found them, they discovered that these twins had made up their own language, so that they were able to communicate with each other in that language. I think they found them at 4 or 5 years old, and so they were able to learn the language, the common language of the people around them sufficiently, but they had made a language. So there's nothing that we will make, that we create without using words to do it. This lecture, I'm using words to do it. When I write a article, I'm using words to do it. When I prepare a Bible study, I'm using words to do it. Everything we use Everything we make uses words to create whatever it is we're doing, that literary work. These are some reasons why it is essential to know how to write and write well. One, writing, as well as oral communication, is one of the two foremost forms of communication in all the world and for every aspect of life. It is actually, writing is the essence of how we transfer knowledge from one generation to the next generation. And it is a reliable transference, whereas in the case of oral traditions, where the tradition is passed on word of mouth, generation to generation, there is more probability of having errors in the transmission of that communication. In the communication of that's handed down in writing, it can be done very accurately, and so that each generation knows exactly what the generation before was thinking or saying in their writing. The same thing is true when you write a letter to someone else. It is a form of it is a form of communication that is permanent. When I was younger, maybe for many of you, the same thing, we would get letters. We'd go to my grandparents, and my grandparents would have letters, and they would, everybody read the letter that person sent to everybody in the family. And I didn't know who they were, but my dad knew who they were. My mother knew who those people were. And so everybody was interested in reading the news that these people were telling of their lives in these letters. And so it'd be passed around. The same thing is true of especially the epistles of the New Testament. The epistles of the New Testament were maybe sent to one church, but that epistle would be handed around to all the different churches in the area so that everybody benefited from that communication as well. So writing is a pivotal form of communication in all the aspects of our life, to the point that there is no job that does not require some aspect of writing today. I don't care if you're a farmer, or if you're a janitor, or if you're a construction worker. At some point and some time in your job, you're going to have to write, and it's going to have to be written in a legible way, in a comprehensible way, or very frankly, you may not have that job if you cannot write correctly. It's important because it utilizes one's intelligence, education, and critical thinking skills. All of these go into writing. In fact, we are now going, reading was more understanding and analysis. Writing takes it a next step up in the ladder of learning to the category of synthesis, where we're actually making something that's using our intellectual skills, our education, our experience, and all the critical thinking skills that we have. It's actually one of the highest forms of learning, one of the highest forms of doing that we can do in our lives on this earth. And those who write well are good for productivity. Now, as a professor, I can tell you this is very true when I'm reading essays of my students. I will read a good essay, and it is so easy. It increases my productivity, and I appreciate that student very much. But it also, for those who write well, it's very easy to put words onto a piece of paper to convey the meaning that you're trying to convey to whoever reads that piece of paper. So it actually decreases the amount of time you have to spend writing to make whatever you're writing comprehensible to whoever reads it. And for those who write very, very well and can convey words and thoughts in an economy of words, meaning that we use very precise and concise words to make statements that are easily understood and easily transmitted, that makes everybody's jobs a little bit easier to do. So this, we talked about professional life. What about our church and family life? Is writing important for that too? Well, yes. If you're in the church, as a Christian leader, you are going to be using, you are going to be writing all the time. You are going to be having other people write all the time. Tell me, this is not true, isn't it? Think about who writes the church bulletins? Who writes the banners for the special events? Who writes the programs for the special events? Who types in the screen songs or writes up the obituaries or keeps up with the church blogs, the church reports, the business reports, the ministry reports? Who keeps up with the notices that have to be sent out to the people via email or letters or newsletters? Who keeps up with the Facebook posts or sending letters to the missionaries and fundraising letters? What about writing up sermons? What about writing up Bible studies? What about writing devotionals? In my parents' church, the pastor often will write about once a month. He has a little excerpt that he puts in the bulletin on his cognitions on a topic in society based on a biblical worldview and how he sees that particular topic. And that is, those are all things that we would do and need to do as Christian leaders. When I'm preparing a Bible study, I have to write out many of the things that I am going to do, whether it be on PowerPoint slides or whether it be on a written formal a handout. In our Sunday school class that where my wife and I go, the Bible teacher always hands out a sheet of two or three papers written on both sides that she writes out to give to us. And so, absolutely, in Christian circles, the writing is essential. In the family, it's the same way. As I talked about, the letters that would be passed around from different family members. You get a letter from Great Aunt Edna, and everybody passed it around to see what's going. An email that conveys that you write to send information about what's going on is passed around. What about just leaving a sweet love note for your wife or your husband? What about leaving instructions for your children of what they're supposed to be to do while you're out of the house? There are a thousand other things that, even in the family life, writing and good writing, so that it's able to communicate correctly and easily the things you want done or the message you want conveyed, is absolutely essential. So, who writes at the church and how do they do it? Well, we see the pastor often writes. We see deacons may write reports. We see the song leader may make the songs out. We see teachers that are developing lessons that they will write things for. Who writes at your church? Think of all the words that you read, or maybe the things that you do as a church leader that you have to write for. How do you do that? How is it that you convey that message? Do you do it well? Could you do it better? Those are things we have to do. What happens when what we write is wrong? When we write something incorrectly? Does it matter? Do you care? I know that when I have, there are, for me myself, if I'm looking at the words on a song that were on a screen of songs that we're singing, and I see something misspelled, the whole rest of the song blanks out because that word's misspelled. So to me, it matters. To me, it cares. Does it to you? It should, because there'll be other people in your congregation, in your class, in your small group that it will matter to. And we're not to do anything that makes another person stumble. we're not to, when especially when it comes to matters of faith. Do you mind when God is written with a small letter? Should you? My answer is yes, you should. Because when we're talking about our God is the God of the universe. It is a way to show him the respect and honor he deserves. It's a way of showing him that we love him. It's a way that showing him that God is important and God is important to us. It's a way of showing others that God is unique among the gods of this world and that God is supreme and that God is a person. To say, to write God with a small g is to diminish the personality, the personhood of the three persons of the Trinity, to demolish his, our showing our respect for him, and to demolish the importance that may maybe thinks makes others think how important our God is to us. Do you want the people in your class, the people in your congregation, to think that you think God is unimportant? Well, if that's what you want, then write God with a small g, because that's what will happen. This is one of my things that drives me nuts when I see God or Jesus Christ or proper names not capitalized, because it's showing disrespect, especially when it comes to the name of God. Oh, sorry, we have a spelling mistake here. Do you see it? That's why it's college students with an E instead of an A. We should, and as Christian Leaders Institute students, do we need a course on writing? Well, at Christian Leaders Institute, we care about our students writing properly in their ministry and churches, and that they reflect seriously and respect what we do in and through the church. Do you realize that the how you write the documents for your church are going to directly impact how others think of you, of your church, of your ministry, of God and Christ themselves? It will. It will, and it does. And there have been, I've known intellectual people, I've known common people that have been turned off simply because the writing and spelling was not correct. So we ask you to forgive us for this incorrect spelling of college on this page. Again, we just copy and pasted this. So again, our writing, our spelling is not correct on this page again. But why do we need a course in writing? We need it to improve our writing skills. We need it because there's a need to write to accomplish our degree, maybe to write academic papers or essays, reports, or monographs. Why? Because those who are over us require it. Thus, we have to pay attention to how we write, roll up our sleeves, and try to do it as correctly as we can. So you're going to be asked to review some spelling and grammar rules, and you're going to be asked to practice these spelling and grammar rules. This is not required that you do it, but if you do it, it will greatly help you as you begin to write better, and it will improve your quality of writing. My students that I teach right now are having to write summaries of papers every day of the class. And I can tell you that as they're writing, they are improving greatly as the time goes on. So it's important that you go over these rules and learn to write well. It will help you in this course. It will help you in other courses from Christian Leaders Institute. And it will help you in your daily lives and ministries as well at your churches and wherever, and jobs, wherever you may be. So please review these writings. Thank you, and we look forward to having you come back and visit us again for the next lesson. May God bless.